episode number 86. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? I feel like I should be on a platform right now, like Miss America when that song was playing, like waving to the crowd. That just hits you in the feels. I'm already burping. That's not good. I've been listening to this fucking song all day. It's been stuck in my head all day. Does anybody really know what time it is by Chicago? And actually, I can't get in trouble for playing this for sure, because this is Leonoid and Friends covering that song by Chicago. And they fucking nail it, dude. You have to watch this video. You have to look it up. They fucking nail it. There's actually like a spoken word section in there. And they put that in the video while all the other music... It's fucking incredible, dude. You gotta hear this guy's voice. He sounds just like the recording. He sounds like he's 50 years old, but he looks like he's my age, like 30-something.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch.
A man came up to me and asked me what the time was that was on my watch. Those are shit lyrics. That's what it's like being in a band with other members that procrastinate. It's a great song, don't get me wrong, but those lyrics are just... What is that? How fucking high are you right now? You had a month to work on this. These are the lyrics you're bringing into the studio? We said no smoking before the studio time that we're paying for. We said to be prepared, be professional. You come in here with this shit. You know, being in a band, you got to keep everybody fucking happy. You got to cater a little bit to everybody. That way you don't have a fucking meltdown on stage. And somebody, why, fuck you, Craig! You know, throwing down their bass. This song, though, man, I'll tell you why I'm on a classic rock kick right now. My mom brought me a crate full of records a few weeks ago. And, dude, it's got fucking Chicago in there. It's got Eddie Money, it's got Rush, it's got Van Halen, it's got The Stones, it's got Elton John. Dude, I really wish I could see Elton John's farewell tour. I'm really jealous of anybody that gets to go see that. I can't imagine how much the tickets are. They gotta be like fucking $300. The Rolling Stones have done, how many of those tours have they done? They're like, we're fucking out. This is it. If you don't see it now, you're never gonna see it again. What do they do next year? All right, this is the last one. Just fucking milking that cow, man. Making that money. I should do this for this podcast, actually. I should say, this is the last one. Thank you, guys. It's been a great ride. I've enjoyed doing this podcast. And then, you know, come back the next week. Be like, ah, okay, this is the last one. See how long I can get away with that. See how long that boosts downloads. You know? Oh, man, actually, I shouldn't even said that. Now that I'm thinking about it, that's a great fucking April Fool's joke. But everybody knows that shit's coming. Yeah, everybody would fucking see that a mile away. That's why you don't do it in April, Chris. You gotta do it in September. Anyway, yeah, dude, I really wish I could see Elton John. I know that fucker puts on a good show. He has to put on a good show. He's done it for however long he's done it. He's 72 years old. Still up there rocking the fucking piano. I would see the Stones too, man. I want to see all those fucking bands. All those old school bands. Those old dudes still fucking rock, man. Anyway, I haven't told you guys what I'm drinking tonight. I'm drinking the King of Beer. By the way, I've had a few sips off the top here. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. Oh, and I got a little tequila over here. Let's take a shot, too. Why not? You know, I'm feeling good tonight. The weather's starting to cool off. It's starting to feel like fair weather. That's what it is. It's fall. Halloween, fair weather. Oh, I fucking love it, man. The little breeze in the morning. The air is crisp. I love it. Cheers. Salud. Sláinte. Apito sante. Jesus Christ, that burns. Woo! Chase it with some beer. Anyway, I have some breaking news. How was your NFL week one? Mine was splendid. Go Cowboys. America's team, baby. Fucking great game, man. Happy for my Cowboys. Here's the breaking news. Chris, don't fucking tease them. You gotta give it to them. So, in case you don't know, Antonio Brown went to the Oakland Raiders, and he was like, I don't like this helmet. And the Raiders were like, too fucking bad. You gotta wear it. I don't know what it was about the helmet he didn't like. But anyway, he apparently called a coach, one of the coaches, a cracker, which is fucking hilarious. I think cracker is one of the funniest words. So is honky. If somebody walked up to me and called me a honky, I would probably laugh with them. Honky's just funny. I don't know why. It's just the way it sounds. You know, I think of a clown every time somebody says honky. Cracker's not offensive, is it? I don't know. That's never offended anybody. Anyway, called one of the coaches a cracker. They're like, you're fucking suspended there, buddy. And he was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't need this fucking team. And then week one's approaching. And the Oakland Raiders like, hey, you know what? We're just kidding. You're not really suspended. You can play week one. He was like, I don't give a fuck. I hate this team. I want out of here. So they release him. And guess who fucking gets him? Dude, it was like the matter of, it felt like seconds. I know I'm being dramatic, but it's like ESPN alert. Antonio Brown released from the Oakland Raiders. And I went to take a shit. And then I came out of the bathroom and Antonio Brown picked up by the Patriots. I'm like, ah, fuck, man. They don't need anybody else. God, they got everybody. They're good. There's got to be a limit to the good people they can have, right? So everybody in the NFL, I'm sure, is shitting their pants. They're like, just fucking give him the ring, man. I don't even care anymore. Just fucking give him the ring. We don't even have to play. We don't even need to play the games. We're good. They're going to win it. You know, they're going to win it again. How many times? Tom Brady is running out of fingers to put rings on. That's how many fucking times they've won the Super Bowl. Anyway, he's using his fucking thumbs now, which is pretty hilarious. anyway, so the fucking Patriots pick up Antonio Brown. And this story comes out. Everybody's like, you know, he's going to be a cancer on the team. Other people are like, oh my God, they're going to win the fucking Super Bowl. And this story comes out. This is what I'm leading to, finally. Sorry, after all my bullshit. Antonio Brown accused of sexual assault in suit. 8.05 p.m. Central Time, ESPN. Antonio Brown has been accused of sexually assaulting his former trainer. Excuse me. According to a lawsuit filed Tuesday in the Southern District of Florida. In the lawsuit, a copy of which was reviewed by ESPN, Brown's former trainer, Brittany Taylor, she sounds fucking hot, dude, accuses the New England Patriots receiver of sexually assaulting her on three separate occasions in 2017 and 2018. The first alleged incident came in June 2017 with Taylor saying Brown exposed himself and kissed her without consent. That's a weird fucking order. Shouldn't it come the other way around? You kiss him and then you pull your dick out. This fucker's like, here's my dick. Hey, how about a kiss? You know, I'm not making fun of her. I'm sure it was fucking traumatizing. She sounds fucking hot though, dude. I can picture her right now. Long brown hair, put up in a ponytail. Blue eyes. Probably about 5'4". Pink sports bra. Black yoga pants. Black shoes. Yeah, dude, she sounds fucking hot. I gotta see a picture of this chick. Anyway, that doesn't take away of the what this piece of shit did to her. I don't know, allegedly. I wasn't there. I wasn't in the training room. I can't say if he did it or not. She could just be trying to get a piece of the pie. You know, that's fucked up too. But the way this guy's behavior has been so far, I don't think she's making it up. He seems like that guy, right? He seems kind of fucking creepy. Like, here's my dick. You know, fuck, put it away, man. What are you doing? I know it's the locker room, but fuck. Anyway, so that just came out. I don't know what's going to happen with this, but basically, the meme I saw that I liked the most online was that Antonio Brown is going to rip the Patriots apart from the inside out. So everybody in the NFL should love this movie, which I know won't happen, but let me fucking fantasize for a minute. This guy is such a cancer that he can't fucking, he can't keep it together. He's going to tear the Patriots apart. Tom Brady's going to retire before he can get another ring. You know? I don't know. It's just fucking crazy. So, this guy is troublesome, is basically what I'm trying to say. And week one was fucking good. The Saints game was really fucking good last night. I tried my hardest, man. I tried. You know me. I'm just like, fuck, I don't care about anybody else. I don't want to hear this shit. I don't want to watch anybody else's. I'm Cowboys or nothing. All the way. All day long. Just Cowboys. Whatever everybody else does, whatever. I don't do that fantasy football bullshit. I don't do any of that. But this game just fucking got me, man. I heard the crowd going crazy. You know, I saw the last drive down the field. Drew Brees fucking driving down. And as soon as they got within like a fucking an inch of the field goal range, Drew Brees just walks off the field and he points to the fucking, he's like, kick it! He needs to kick it! And everybody's like, oh, fuck, all right, we're kicking a field goal now. Hey, Drew, you know it's like fucking 50 yards, right? He's like, kick it! It was fucking great. But he pointed to it, he called it, the guy kicked it and got hit, which he missed the first one, but they called the fucking interference. And he got to kick it again, and he fucking nailed it, dude. That was a long-ass kick. I couldn't believe he hit that shit. With room to spare. It's not like it just like hit the post and barely bounced in. He cleared it. That was a pretty damn good kick. I think the longest kick of his career. That was a good game. The Cowboys, obviously, man, we took it to you New York fucking football Giants. That was a great game too, man. Giants up early, 7-0. I'm like, ah, fuck. This is going to suck. We come back, we score, we tie the game. I'm like, all right. We got some life. We come back, we score again. I was like, fuck yeah, we're in the lead. We come back, we score again and again. And not just field goals like I'm used to the past couple of years. We're scoring actual fucking touchdowns, man. 7 points at a time. Oh, it was fucking great. I loved it, man. What a great week one. There's a lot of blowouts, though. I'll say that much. I can't remember who right now got blown out. But there was a couple. Detroit, was it Detroit and the Cardinals that tied? Detroit had them by the fucking balls, dude. How did that happen? A tie is best case scenario. Oh, that's who it was. The Eagles and the fucking Redskins. Redskins had their fucking foot on the Eagles' throat and they couldn't put them away. Couldn't do it. Eagles come back and win. Which out of the two, first I would say, I hope they tie. And secondly, I would say, I hope the Redskins win. Because really, I don't think the Redskins are that much of a threat to us right now. The Eagles are more of a threat. So, of course, I want them to lose. The Giants clearly aren't a fucking threat. I don't know what the fuck happened in New York. But that's not the same team we faced a couple of years ago. That's a lot's changed. The head coach is gone. I don't even know who the fuck they have in there now. The head coach is gone. Odell Beckham's gone. They still got Eli. And he was getting frustrated as fuck because they can't protect him. He tried to run from Van Der Esch, and Van Der Esch just wrapped his little ass up and slammed him down. It was fucking amazing. A lot of good games, man. I didn't watch all of them. I watched the Saints. I watched most of my Cowboys games. I had to take the kids down to the pool. I wanted to do something fun with them before the weekend was over. So I missed the first half of the game, but I got to watch the second half. We all dressed in our fucking Cowboys jerseys, which is fucking, it just makes you feel proud as a dad. You're like, I'm raising these boys right. They like their Cowboys. And who's my fucking team? I didn't watch any college football, by the way. I did not watch any college football. Alabama, I know one. Who did they play? Fucking DeVry Technical Institute. Where you gotta get the fucking teachers out there to play because they don't have enough students to fill the roster. They played New Mexico State, I believe. And they just kicked the fucking shit. Hey, you know what, boy? I tell you, that Nick Saban, that's one good coach. Is he new? I never heard of him before. He's really good. I think he might be one of the best coaches I've ever seen. But Alabama, you know, it's going to be a while before they get beat. They took it to New Mexico State. I didn't watch the game. I just saw the final score, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. New Mexico State didn't have a chance. So that was pretty much the weekend. Hopefully your team won, unless you're the Eagles or the Giants, which I know they didn't win. Or anybody in our division is basically what I'm trying to say. I hope your team fucking loses miserably every single week and the Patriots. But the Patriots fucking destroyed the Steelers. The funniest fucking meme online right now. It's not even a meme, it's just a video. The only touchdown Pittsburgh scored in Foxboro is the fucking plane landing. That's the only touchdown they had. That was pretty fucking good. Anyways, let's take another drink. All right, here's the drink recommendations for the night. Oh my God, this tablet every single time. What I have for you first is the Smashing Pumpkin. This is from liquor.com. 1.5 ounce spice rum, 1/2 ounce allspice liqueur, 3 ounces of lemon pumpkin soda. I've never heard of that. I don't know where to get it. Sorry, I can't help you there. The garnish is 1 bay leaf. We're getting fucking whimsical with this bitch. How to make? Add the rum allspice liqueur to a Collins glass filled with ice. Top with lemon pumpkin soda and garnish with a bay leaf. That one's pretty fucking simple. The next one I have for you, Tipsy Bartender. They never do measurements. I'll just tell you what's in it. Hypnotic. You put glass. I'm sorry. You don't put glass in your drink. You put ice in your glass. You pour Hypnotic, vodka, OJ, a squeeze of lime juice, shake with ice, strain into rocks glass with fresh, brand new ice, and you have the Emerald Rain. The next one I have for you, this one involves a little bit of preparation, I guess I would say. A little more than usual. I never like these. I never like when you have to fucking roast a marshmallow and fucking bake something in the oven to make a drink. That's fucking stupid. But this one's on the verge of that. It's not that bad. Seems pretty easy to make. This is Uncle Angelo's eggnog from liquor.com once again. You're going to need 6 eggs separated. I think that's when you separate the yolk from the white. 3/4 cup of sugar. 1 quart whole milk. 1 pint heavy cream. 8 ounces of bourbon. 4 ounces of spiced rum. You're going to want to garnish with nutmeg. How to make. In a large bowl, beat together the egg yolks and 1/2 cup of sugar until they turn light in color. Stir in the milk, heavy cream, bourbon, and rum. In a separate bowl, beat the egg whites with the remaining 1/4 cup of sugar until they form soft peaks. Fold about 1/3 of the egg whites into the yolk mixture. Serve in a punch. Serve in punch or teacups topped with freshly grated nutmeg, folding in more of the egg whites as desired. So I guess that egg white just kind of makes it like thicker, more frothy. I honestly didn't know there was actual eggs in eggnog, which sounds really stupid when I say it out loud. So I probably shouldn't have. But anyways, that's the 3 drinks I got for you. That's the Smashing Pumpkin, Uncle Angelo's Eggnog, and the Emerald Rain. As always, guys, don't be a fucking idiot. Get an Uber. Get a fucking Lyft. Don't drink and drive. Call someone who loves you. And be safe. So I have a couple of videos of the week. I have 4 of them for you. These have made me laugh over the past week. I know some of these are old. Don't give me shit. The first one I have for you, you just have to listen. It's only 17 seconds long. You have to listen to what the kid says. This is probably the oldest video, and people have heard of this a million times over, but it's the first time I've ever heard it, so. Is it going to play an advertisement? You never know.
Mama, that's what good pussy sounds like.
King Jacob, I told you to put...
So, this mom...
Not to talk like that.
Fuck you! This mom is stirring, I don't know, some kind of pasta or something. And this kid looks about 8 years old. He said, Mama, that's what good pussy sounds like. That fucking got me. The one with Nick Offerman. Have you guys seen this one? The Full House of Mustaches. They play the Full House intro. And they do that weird fucking face change thing with Nick Offerman's face on everybody. Dude, when they get to the fucking baby, I keel over every fucking time. So fucking funny. The third video I have for you, this one's called 10 Hilarious Security Guard Reactions to Music. And basically, it's just like security guards rocking out to the axe, or just like death metal in the background, like, rah! And the security guard look on their face is fucking hilarious. They don't know what to think about what's happening behind them. The one in particular that gets me every time is the Slipknot cover band. This is about at 2 minutes and 50 seconds. And these fucking guys are hitting, I don't know, if you've never heard of Slipknot, basically they have like 9 goddamn members. And 2 of their members like bang on trash cans. I don't know why. I don't know why that's a thing. So one of the members comes out into the crowd and he's holding a keg. And so the people from the crowd are beating on the keg. You know, like beating on the trash cans on rhythm. It's really odd. I don't know really how to explain it. But one of the security guards is beating on the keg as well, on the perfect time spot in the music. And this other guy, 2 minutes and 50 seconds in, this other guy comes up and grabs a bat and he hits the keg. And the bat bounces off the keg and cracks the guy in the fucking forehead. And the way he falls, luckily I've watched this about 100 times, so I'm not going to lose it on you guys and just laugh my ass off. But the way he falls is fucking brilliant, man. It's great. You got to watch it. I'm actually going to post these on Twitter so you guys can see the videos of the week. And then the fourth one I have for you is probably one of the best videos I've ever seen. It's drunken monkeys in Jamaica. And they're just kind of like doing a study to see, you know, these monkeys are like stealing fucking alcoholic beverages from people, you know, just vacationing. They turn their back for a second. They're taking these drinks. Brandon showed this to me, by the way, which is fucking epic. But you gotta listen, man. They said the perfect phrase for me.
In line with human habits, most drink in moderation. 12% are steady drinkers, and 5% drink to the last drop.
Drink to the last fucking drop, man. This monkey has his fucking head in a cup. It's amazing. So they're all getting fucking drunk on these people's booze that are coming there for vacation. It's on the BBC. You can find it on YouTube. Or just follow me on Twitter, at Drink Until You. I'll post up all these videos. Those are my videos for the week. The Full House mustache kills me. The mom, that's what good pussy sounds like. 10 hilarious security guard reactions. And then the fucking drunken monkeys. That's what I have for you. Let's take another drink. I think I have one email this week. What does that give me? 21? You guys had an off week. It's because NFL started back up. You guys aren't writing me anymore. I got one to read for you. Just one sec. All right, so this email reads, I was talking to my brother about this, and I thought I might get your opinion since I like the show. And I feel like we think alike. My girlfriend fell asleep while we were watching TV the other day. I couldn't find my phone, so I grabbed hers to call mine. When I was calling my phone, I see my girlfriend gets a picture from an unsaved number. I open it to find months worth of messages between her and a girl she works with, exchanging nudes and talking. Did you hear how excited I got at that idea? Sorry. Between her and a girl she works with, exchanging nudes and talking about all the times they've hooked up. I haven't said anything to her yet because I'm not sure if she's cheating or not. I mean, that's a pretty obvious fucking sign. They're talking about hooking up They're sending nudes back. I mean, okay, sorry, continuing. I mean, it's with another girl, so is it the same? Yes, it's absolutely the same. I think I'm more mad at that she's been lying and hiding it. I'm not really threatened by the physical side, so it's not worth breaking. Well, you're not threatened by the physical side because she doesn't have a dick? That's probably what it is. Yes, this is cheating. This is absolutely cheating. The way I understand it is, and you know, there's gray areas and everything. The way I understand it is that women get more upset at the emotional side of cheating. Like, I can't believe you shared your feelings and your dreams with this person and then banged them. And with men, it's like, I can't believe you let that guy do that to you. You know, it's the physical aspect of it. It sounds to me like this is getting you on both levels. It's like, no, you said the physical side you're not threatened by. There's still dildos, though. Let me tell you that. That's the first time I've ever said dildo on this podcast. It was for you, sir. Sorry. I'm not sure if this is cheating or not. It's absolutely cheating. You got to talk to her about this. Maybe you can draw her into the bedroom with you guys. I don't fucking know. Don't be a dirtbag. And it's kind of weird because it's like, for the guy, if he were to go out and sleep with another guy, I don't think the chick would care. I don't think his girl would care. I don't think it's worth breaking up over. You can probably get past this. Did you think it was hot? I mean, you didn't give me much more to go off of. You're not threatened by the physical side. Is it cheating or not? I think I've answered all those questions. Is it worth breaking up over? I don't think it's worth breaking up over. But maybe. I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I need more details on the situation. How long have you guys been together? You know? How many partners have you both had? I don't know. That doesn't fucking matter. Don't ask that question. The fact that she's lying to you about it, or you know, omitting the truth, that's what drives me fucking crazy. Omitting the truth is just as bad as fucking lying. It's not the same exact as being like, I'm not cheating on you, and then somebody's cheating on you. But omitting the truth is not, it's dishonest. You shouldn't fucking do that. That's deceitful. That's not a good way to be, you know? So she's being deceitful. She hasn't necessarily lied to you from what you said in this email. But my best advice, yes, it is cheating. Is it worth breaking up over? I don't know. I don't have enough details. If you guys can work through it, if you really want to work through it, you can do anything, you know? It's up to you guys to make that call. Or you to make that call if you're like, I can't get over this, and it's driving me crazy, you know? Or maybe what happens if she just like, look, I'm fucking lesbian. I don't like men anymore. That's not going to be a good feeling, and I'm sorry if that happens to you. But try to turn it into something positive for yourself. I don't know how in the moment. I can't tell you anything positive. But rough situation. That's the only email I got. Hopefully that helped. I don't fucking know. Did I give you any answers on that? Girl on girl, that's fucking hot, dude. You probably thought it was hot. Have you met this chick before? Has she been over for dinner and you like fucking y'all are drinking and you pass out on the couch? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of vague. I need a few more details in that scenario to figure out how to help you out. I don't know. It's really up to you. I'm trying to think if that would make me mad in that situation. If my chick was sleeping with a chick, yes, I would be fucking mad. I would be mad because, like I said, omitting the truth, just being deceitful, just not being, you know, open with me. Look, I like this chick. You know, if she would have come to you and been like, look, I like this girl at work, I really want to bang her, what would you have said? That would have been a better way to approach it than sneaking around, fucking sending nudes. You know, did you save one of the nudes for yourself? Did you send them to your phone? Don't lie, sir. Did you send them to your phone? I don't know. Maybe she's a beast. Maybe you don't like her like that. Anyway, I don't know if it's worth breaking up over. I'm sorry I couldn't be more helpful. Write me back How about that? Write me back. Give me some more details about your history, your past, how long you've been with this chick. You know, if y'all have any fucking kids together. I don't fucking know. It's really hard. That's really vague. But anyway, I guess that's where the podcast is going to come to a screeching halt. I have a shit ton of beer. No, I actually drank more than I thought I did. I have a little bit of beer left. Let me down some of this. I'm going to take another shot before I end the podcast. Hopefully, get your liquor ready. I'm going to find something delicious to play for the outro. I don't know if I can find anything better than that Chicago. That's pretty fucking good, right? Anyway, give me a sec. All right, everybody. Be safe. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. Don't drink and drive. Don't be a fucking idiot. I'm leaving you with some Chicago Saturday in the park. Hopefully you have a shot to drink with me. Cheers, everybody. Salute. Slancha. Kanpai, Abnichi Kan, cheers. Govobachi, Avo Toa Sante. Alright, guys, have a good week. I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday. Go Cowboys. America's team, boy. Alright, bye.